Jeff Donald, and I work in external communications at Bayer.
Okay, so we are talking today about the Thankful for Ag campaign. This is the third time that Bayer has done this. Why don't you explain to us what the Thankful for Ag campaign is and what's the purpose of it?
Sure. This is in the past 3 years, I think this has probably become really one of our favorite times of the year and one of our favorite campaigns. You know, the Thankful for Ag initiative really gives us a chance to connect consumers who may not be very familiar with agriculture or may not have a real connection with ag with the growers that are making the food that they eat. And of course, we know the ag industry is challenged because of that disconnect. And, you know, it manifests itself in different regulations and certainly misconceptions in kind of the way the food is produced. And so we find it very important to be able to kind of give people a connection to and a glimpse into the lives of farmers.
You touched on it a bit there, but the lack of information or just a lack of understanding from consumers can be a big problem for the agricultural industry.
It really is. And, you know, I think people want to know. I think one of the really good things these days is that people are very interested in where their food comes from, how it's produced, and they're looking for this kinds of information. But we do know that a good 94-95% of the U.S. population, at least, has no connection to agriculture. So they've never worked in ag. They don't have any friends or family that work in ag and you know, don't even live in farming communities. And so that just kind of leads to a big disconnect where, you know, the misinformation and things like that can really flourish. So it's just important for people to kind of learn as much as they can. But we also know that people want to hear from farmers. That's who they trust. And so we need to figure out, you know, new and creative ways of making those connections. And that's what we're trying to do with Thankful for Ag.
So now, in addition to the education aspect of this, there's another side to it, too, and that is feeding people who are, you know, suffering through food insecurity. So tell me how that works.
That's really the win-win of this entire campaign is we've been fortunate enough to be able to partner with Feeding America. Of course, that's a great organization that kind of manages a network of food banks all over the country. And, you know, of course, when we think of ag, when we think of farmers, you know, the most important thing they do is help feed the population. And, you know, so when we want people to learn about what farmers do and the choices that they have to make, you know, I think that's just a perfect connection to make in feeding people, and especially those in need. So what the campaign does is when you go onto the website, Thankful for Ag, we've got a cool little quiz there that people can take and learn what kind of farmer they should be. When they take that quiz, when they share it on social media, when they talk about Thankful for Ag on social media and share the hashtag, it triggers a $1 donation to Feeding America. And what Feeding America is able to do with that $1 is provide 11 meals for people in need. So it's just a great way to learn a lot more and do some good while you're at it.
Let's go over the website one more time. It's Thankful and then the number 4ag.com.
That's right. Okay. Yep. Yep. Thankful for Ag with the number.
Let's see. And this actually wraps up.
Yeah. So we started it kind of the last week of September and ran it through the month of October to kind of coincide with harvest season. I think that's a big time to really focus on the importance of ag. You know, last year we've seen exponential growth every year as I think people start looking more and more forward to this thing coming. Last year we were able to provide 200,000 meals throughout the campaign, and this year we've already surpassed that. We're well over 300,000 meals. So the response has just been overwhelming. It's been a lot of fun to watch the social media conversation as people take the quizzes and learn that, you know, maybe they were meant to be a kale farmer from Georgia or almond grower from California, and kind of see their reaction to learning that and learn a little bit more about those families.
It's such a smart marketing campaign right now, too, because those darn quizzes are so popular. They're a good time waster through the day, too.
They're so addictive. We try to make ours short and sweet, but fun at the same time. And I think I've really loved even people in the ag community. You know, we'll have a corn grower take it and find out, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be an apple grower from New York. And so we may change farming patterns as we go along. Who knows?
Can I ask you about Luke Bryan?
Yeah, that was just certainly a unique opportunity that we had this year. Luke Bryan, of course, grew up on a peanut farm in Georgia. And so one of his priorities every year is to kind of give back to the ag community and really show his thanks for what farmers do. And so he does an 8-stop tour, kind of separate from all his normal commercial tours, where he literally goes on the farms and will perform a show for the local community there and does a lot of activities around it to give back to the community. So we had this opportunity for Bayer to be the lead sponsor of that tour. And when we kind of looked at that and sort of the mission behind why Luke does that tour, and we kind of talked to them a little bit about Thankful for Ag, they just went hand in hand together, the meaning of our campaign and what he's hoping to accomplish. So it was a lot of fun for our group to be able to kind of go out, and we had a big tent set up in the parking lot where we could talk to people about Thankful for Ag, and you know, had a selfie station so people could take pictures and show why they're thankful. Luke really embraced the entire campaign and shot a great video for us that's up on the Thankful for Ag website, just talking about, you know, what growing up in ag meant to him and why he thinks it's important for us to give back to the community.
So if you team up with him next year, I want you to bring him into California for this, and let's set something up.
I will see what kind of pull we have. Absolutely.
All of us ladies out here would greatly appreciate that.
That's right. Or maybe we just need to bus you guys out to one of the tour stops out here.
There you go. That would be fine, too. Is there anything else that you want to share with us this morning?
Like I said, it's just such an exciting time of year for us. We're already looking forward to next year with the success that we've built this time around. So, like I said, this is the last week for the campaign, but you know, I still encourage people to go to the website. One more plug, it's thankfulforag.com with the number 4. No need to stop showing thanks just because it's the end of the campaign. I think we can continue building the momentum on social media and making those connections, especially for the people in ag. It's more important than ever that consumers are hearing from them and are able to ask them questions and learn about why they do what they do and why it means so much to them. So let's keep the conversation going for sure.